This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hagestilianos. As a teaching pastor for almost 30 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Yes, the exercise of our faith pleases God, and except for the message of salvation, there is no more important a truth than this message of faith. Yet many Christians who know about and even exercise their faith are living a life far below what God's word promises. What is it about claiming something in faith that so many seem to be missing? In our series, Setting Higher Goals for Your Faith, Pastor Ray, taking a practical look at this issue, based on the Bible definition that faith is the substance of things hoped for, concludes that faith, no matter how sincere, not coupled with a high level of hope, can only be a hopeless faith, accomplishing little. Understanding now how hope sets the goal and faith makes it a reality. Most would agree with Pastor that because Christians aren't dreaming big enough, they don't have a faith problem. They have a hope problem.
One of the things that you got to come to understand, are you all with me? Am I losing anybody? Is everybody with me? One of the things you're going to have to come to understand as a Christian is that there's a natural side and a spiritual side. It's not all natural and it's not all spiritual. It takes the natural and the spiritual coming together and working together to produce what you need and you want in your life. And one of the things, I got to be really point blank honest with you, I've seen Christians do the most stupid, dumb things in my life. I really have. Just doing the dumbest things that they could ever do to mess up this beautiful faith and hope operation in their life by undoing the blessings, because they have hope. They've got this joyful, confident, favorable expectation, and they have faith. But what they're missing is bringing that faith and that hope together, natural and spiritual. You got to do the spiritual. You got to do the natural. That comes together and it produces what you need and want and are desiring in your life. This is how I have operated for 40 years in my life since I've come to, and it took me a while, because I have to be honest, I was one of those Christians that was all on the spiritual side. Well, I'm not worried about anything, not worried about my future. God's going to provide for me. God's going to take me. I didn't have any hope, because I was like, whatever. I'm just living for the day. My hope is that Jesus is coming back. Well, yes, that is our hope, that Jesus is coming back. But you're here for a while. We don't know when that is. It could be tomorrow, but it could be 50 years from now. We don't know this. Nobody knows this. So how are you going to get? You're going to get to the end of 50 years, and some people didn't have nothing. Meanwhile, all those 50 years, you had this beautiful operation of hope and faith that could have been working for you, but you couldn't get it working. Because you had a hope, and maybe you had your faith going, but you couldn't get the spiritual and the natural working together. Is this making sense to anybody? You were just undoing everything by bad habits, by spending money, by, you know, not learning how to save, not learning how to invest, trying to, you know, maybe keep up with the Joneses. See, because people think you drive a fancy car, that makes you rich. No, you know what fancy cars do? They guzzle more gas. They're more expensive to repair. The insurance is more. If you get into an accident, they're a fortune to fix. And you know what? After about a year, it's not new anymore. And nobody even really cares about the car you're driving. Am I speaking right or wrong? So we got to fix this, you know. This operation of faith and hope together can manifest wonderful things in our lives, but we've got to become more responsible as Christians with this. Got to set a hope. Let me recap. Set a hope, but you don't put hope in things. You don't put a hope in a job. You don't put a hope on a person. You put your hope in the scriptures. And then once you do that, you start to do all the natural things you need to do in your life. Like, let me give you this way. Some of us in this room, we just got to get it together. I mean, we just got to get. I mean, you look good, man. You do. You got it together. You know how to put your clothes together. You know how to put your makeup on. You know how to tie your tie right. Your shoes are shine. Awesome. But it's more than that. You got to get life together. You got to get life together. Otherwise, you're never going to get anywhere. You're not going to get anywhere. And this is the issue that I have a lot of times with, you know, Christians. Again, is because we're all on the spiritual side, or we're just not thinking about, man, it's time to roll it in, reel it in, you know, downgrade a little bit. Do whatever you got to do. Get it together. If your hope is to have a better life, then you got to take charge of this life that you have. And this, because this bothers me, you know, because I hope I'm not rambling, but it just bothers me that I've seen good, well-meaning Christians really start out right, you know, and really want to see God work, but they do the dumbest things to undo their blessings because they're not willing to put the time in. They're not willing to put the sacrifice in. So look, you're believing God for a Bentley, you know, so maybe for the next 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, I don't know. You have to drive a Volkswagen. But while you're driving that Volkswagen and it was a work of faith in your life, you believed God for it, why don't you just thank God and give him the glory and say, my faith worked and produced this, and if it produced this, it'll produce something better in the future. And you don't have to go into debt up to your eyeballs to get it. So hope and faith work together. Hope sets the goal and faith goes after it. Now, on the other side of this coin, there are some of you that are sitting on your dreams. You're sitting on your hope. Your faith is just itching and raring to go. But you got to jumpstart your hope. Amen. Your joyful, confident, and favorable expectation of things to come. Some of you are like, you look to the future and you're depressed. You look to your future and you don't know where you're going. You see, you got to do life on purpose. You got to be deliberate with what you're doing. Every day you've got to be deliberate. Today I'm doing this because this is working towards an end. Today I'm going after this because this is going to get me closer to my goal. Today I'm going to confess the word, believe the word, stand on the word. I know the word. I'm doing all of those things. I'm operating in patience. And then I'm putting the natural side into it. I'm going to do everything I can in the natural to get me to that destination, to get me to that goal. Does this make sense to anybody? You see? I mean, you know, I hate to always use myself as an example, but I'm the best example I can use because I don't know anybody as well as I know me. I know my example, you know. You guys got to take charge of life. I got sick and tired of being broken poor all my life in the early days. You know, we didn't grow up with anything, really. My father worked hard and just, you know, blue-collar family. Grew up, I told you, practically on the tracks, worked hard. I didn't know we didn't have anything. I thought we were the richest people on earth because there was a lot of love and a lot of activity in my house, and we had a lot of parties and a lot of good times with family and so and so. So, but, you know, after my father died, I realized we really didn't have anything, you know. And I grew up in that, and that really was tough, really, really tough. I mean, I went through, we all did, my whole family, but we went through a tough time, you know, taking care of mom and trying to save the house and all this kind of stuff. And I said, God, there's got to be a better way, you know. And then I came into all this teaching, and it revolutionized my life. And I said, wow. God, you're saying to me that I don't have to live like this anymore? And I started learning about faith and hope. So my hope started to change. Like, it doesn't mean I have to be broken poor. It doesn't mean I have to be at this level for the rest of my life. That God, you have a plan. You've got a purpose. My hope is in your word. My hope is that you're going to take me where I need to be and where I need to go. And I started out on that walk. Amen. And every day I would stay in the word. And every day I would pray and confess the word over that aspect of my life. God called me to, you know, pastor this church, and we started with nothing. And I was like, God, you know, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to walk it out every day. We didn't know where money was coming from. I had $1,600. That's how I started this church. They took an offering for me at the church that I left, where I was the assistant pastor, and they gave me $1,600, and that's all I had to my name, was $1,600 and my Bible. And we started Living Word Christian Church. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be broken poor. I looked around, and this is not to scoff at anybody or make fun at anybody, but I saw a lot of very poor pastors around.
That's right, absolutely.
They could barely, you know, they're driving old cars and wearing old clothes. And my heart breaks because I've worked all my life as a pastor to help the pastors that I know to come up to a better level in life. That's my one of my passions in life, is to help them by the word and by encouragement, by the things that I've learned to help them come up. So my hope is out there. I said, Lord, my joyful, confident, faithful expectation is that I'm going to be broke no more. And I told you about confessing over my checking account, confessing over my savings account. I'm doing the spiritual part. I'm doing everything that I know to do in the spirit. But the key to the thing that changed my situation in my life is when I learned about doing the natural. That's when I had to cut up my credit cards. That's when I had to stop buying out of impulse.
Amen.
Buying things I didn't need. Maybe I wanted them, but I didn't really need them. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying, I'm sacrificing now for a later day. Then I started to learn about investing money. And I heard all my life people buying stocks. And it was like, not me. I don't know anything about that. That's for people. That's for rich people. Well, I didn't realize that a lot of the people who are rich were once poor like me. Amen. And they got rich through learning how to invest their money. Amen. And how to do the right thing with their money. Man, I did not expect to go down this road, but I hope this is helping somebody. See, my hope is still out there. My hope is that I'm going to break this cycle of insufficiency and debt and poverty in my life. And my faith is there. My hope is there. My faith is I believe it. I believe it. I believe God wants me to be broke no more, poor no more. I believe it. So I'm doing all the natural things. I started to learn. And I started, well, okay, I took a risk. And I started. I started investing money in the stock market and in mutual funds. You see, you don't hear this on a Sunday morning most churches, right?
Right.
We're just going to preach all the spiritual stuff, and then you go home, and your life is still a mess.
Amen.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
That's not the kind of church this is. I want to help you. I want you to learn by my life, right? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Right.
Be imitators of those who faith and patience are inheriting the promises of God. And if God would do it in my life, he's going to do it in your life, because God is no respecter of persons. But you got to start somewhere. So your hope's got to be out there, but now you got to do the natural. So I did. I started investing and saving. And then all of a sudden, you know, I was holding back. I wasn't buying too much. I was whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, once it gets going, all I can tell you is that it gets going and it starts to mushroom all by itself. And then you fast forward and you do this for 40 years of your life, and you fast forward and it just blows up. That's all I can tell you. Didn't steal it. Didn't coerce anybody out of it. Didn't hurt anybody. Didn't rob anybody. Didn't do anything illegal. All I did is find out about hope and faith and hope, the spiritual side and the natural side, and I just put all the principles together, and bam, it just happens. It just happens. It just happens.
That's right. That's right.
So your hope, again, is so vitally important to your faith. Your hope is what you are expecting. Your hope is where you want to be or what you want to be doing. Your faith has the ability to accomplish that. But in your faith and your hope, in the operation of faith and hope, you have to understand that it's not all spiritual. There's a natural component. And you have to operate and learn to operate in that natural component. And a lot of it is just common sense. I'm not a highly educated person. I really am very impressed with people who go on to higher education and get all kinds of degrees and do all of these things. I really am impressed by that. I think that's wonderful. But that's not me. But one thing I can say is that God has, because I've cried out for it. This is what I've wanted more than education. I've wanted wisdom. Because wisdom is what gets you through life. Just because you're highly educated doesn't mean you have wisdom. Now, if you are highly educated, that's awesome. I'm impressed. I really am by that. And but when you couple that with wisdom, boy, you're going to go somewhere, right? So I don't want you to set your hope on stupid things. I want you to put your hope on the Word of God. Whatever it is, wherever you want to be, you just start to put your hope in the Word of God, and then you start to let your faith bring you to that place, coupling the spiritual with the natural, so that ultimately you will see your faith produce the things that you're looking for. That's how hope and faith work together. Your hope is in the Word of God, or it should be. That's why it's so important for you to know the Word.
That's right.
Right? Jobs will come and go. People will come and go.
Yes.
You know, you lose a job, say hallelujah. You get a job, say hallelujah. My hope's not in that job, not in that boss, not in that company. That company could fold up tomorrow. That boss could get a bug up his nose about you, or you know how it is in corporate America. Somebody comes up next to you, doesn't like you because you're good and they're not, and they start kicking you off the ladder so that they can climb up ahead of you. Come on, am I speaking right? Is that the way it works, right? Isn't it the way it is? Well, you don't have to worry about the corporate ladder, about who's ahead of you, who's behind you, because your hope is not in that job. Your hope is in the Word of God. So he can knock you off the ladder, or she can knock you off the ladder. The boss can stomp on you. They can kick you out the door, throw the boxes at you, all your stuff. Say goodbye. Avita Zane. I'll see you later. God's got something better in store for me, because my hope is not in that job. My hope is in the living God. My hope is in the Word of God. How God gets me there, when God gets me there, what job it is that God has for me, I'm going to know it when I show up. When I walk into the door of that business or that company or whatever it be, I'm going to know that I know that I know that this is the job. You're going to know it in your spirit. And there ain't nothing you're going to be able to do to hold that job away from you or to lose it, because it's God ordained. My trust, my hope is in the living God. I told you, now I don't want to, I told you when I first started pastoring, I didn't even want a pastor. I didn't. I said, I don't want to be married to a congregation. I don't want to see the same faces every week. I don't want to hear the same problems every week. I'm a single guy. I like being single. You call me to be single. I'm foot loose and fancy free. I want to just travel around, go to different churches, preach, blow in, blow up, and blow out. That's all I want to do. That's what I believe. I'll start this church, but I'm going to turn it over to somebody else. I believe you want me to start it because we need a church like this. And I'm just, this is what I'm talking to God about and arguing to God about. Meanwhile, my hope is that I'm going to be in the ministry and I'm going to be successful. That's my hope. My joyful, confident, favorable expectation is that I'm going to have a successful ministry and I'm going to impact people and I'm going to impact, you know, thousands of people. And I'm going to have an opportunity to preach the gospel every week. That's my hope. My hope is there. See, and meanwhile, I'm working in the church and I'm pastoring. But my heart wasn't here. My heart was somewhere else because I put my hope on a thing. This is what I want to do, God. And I struggled for the first few years. I was doing it, and I never shared this with anybody. Internally, I was struggling because I really wanted to go out, and I wanted to preach, and I wanted to meet new people and be in different churches every week. That's what I really, really wanted to do. My hope was that I was going to be successful. My hope was that I was going to be able to impact lives. My hope was going to be able that I'd be able to change somebody. And I was thinking that it was going to be out roaming around the country, blowing in and blowing out of churches every week, till God got a hold of me and asked me to submit this whole thing to Him. And I will work it out. Be happy where you are right now with what I've given you. Love on the people that are around you. Very simple. Just love on the people that are around you. Walk into that pulpit like you're going to be there for 50 years. Do your best. Preach like there's only, back then there was only 50, 60. Preach like you're speaking to 5,000. Ignore the numbers. That was hard in the beginning. You want the church to grow. You want to see more faces. You want to hear more amens. You want more claps. You need more money. I'm just being honest with you. So my faith and my hope were misguided, but when I submitted it back to God and I said, Lord, I want to be successful in ministry. I want to impact people. I want to do this and I want to do it. How it gets done, Father, I put it in your hands. And when I hit it, I'm going to know that it's you. And there was a time in my ministry when all of a sudden I hit that place and I knew that 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 this is where God wanted me to be for the duration of my ministry. I knew it. And that's when I locked in and said, I'm all in now, Lord. Let's just go and do it. And my whole heart and attitude changed about being a pastor and being committed. And now I love seeing all of these friendly faces every week. Amen. Well, mostly friendly faces. Nah, you're all friendly. I love you all. Even if you don't love me, I love you. Even if this is your last time coming to this church, I still love you. Whether it's your first time, last time, whatever it is, I still love you. Amen. And always will. Amen. Because this is what God's called me to be. And you know the interesting thing is when you submit God, when you submit your hope to God, You know, you decide where you want to go and what you want to accomplish in your life, and then you just submit the whole package to God. God makes it so awesome.
Yes.
I am so fulfilled and so happy with where I am in life and what God has done through me. And I look over the thousands and thousands of people that I've had an opportunity over the years to impact and to help and to get going. I mean, they're not all here anymore. Some of them are, but some are not. Some come, go, they move, they leave, whatever it be. But I had the opportunity to be able to share the word of God in some way in their life that helped them and bettered them and gave them instruction. Man, I am a happy man. My hope of helping people and preaching the gospel and impacting lives, my hope, which started way back then, my joyful, confident, favorable expectation, has come to pass in this season of my life. And I am so grateful for it. So in your hope, don't box God in.
Amen.
Is it helping anyone?
Yes.
Don't box him in. Think big picture.
Amen.
This is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. This is where I want to be, God. These are the things I believe you call me to do.
Yes.
Now, Lord, I'm just going to stand here in faith.
Yes.
I know it. I believe it. I'm saying it. I'm confessing it.
Amen.
I'm doing what I need to do. And now I'm just going to patiently wait and endure. And you've got your five cylinders of faith operating.
Amen.
And you've got hope that's setting it all on course. Hope is what keeps it all on course. Hope is what keeps your faith on course.
Amen.
That's my destination. And I'm going to get there. And God's going to get the glory for it.
Amen.
That's how your hope and your faith. Now, there's more. I didn't get to everything today. Didn't expect to go down that way. I never do. I never really know 100% what I'm going to do when I stand up here. I just let the Holy Spirit speak through me.
Amen.
Let the Lord lead, because He knows the need, right? Let the Lord lead, because He knows the need. I don't know the need. He knows the need. So let the Lord lead, because He knows the need. So anyway, I think we're going to stop right there. I could go on with this. I don't know. I still have some aspects of hope that I want to share with you, but we'll see how it goes. All right. You got something out of this today?
Yeah.
This has been helpful. All right. So get your hopes up.
Amen.
All right. Get your hopes up. Let's stand together. Let's get our hopes up. Let's get our bodies up too. Let's get our hopes up, but put our hope in the living God and in the Word of God, not on a thing. Is everybody with me? If you need a new job, just call it into being. Thank you, Lord, for opening up a new position for me. And when it opens up, you're going to know it. You're going to walk right through it. If you get an interview, you go into that interview with full faith and confidence. If it doesn't turn out, your hope was not in that job. God's got something better. God's going to open up a better door. Something better is going to happen, right? It's some other thing in your life. Now, again, don't get mixed up. If you have a specific item that you want, you can put your faith for that, you know. That's something that's tangible, that is attainable. But when you're talking about things you have no control over, you can't put your hope in a thing or a person or a job. Or your hope is in the living God. How God gets you there is His business, right? That makes sense to everybody? Right. That's how you walk by faith.
Tune in tomorrow afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors with Pastor Ray. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors, or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on Podcasts. That's podcasts at either PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.